The last thing you need is a bread knife. Because when you get all done and you want to enjoy your bread, you're going to need a way to cut it up.
Okay.
And good bread knives are easy to find, but there's some things you want to look for. You want to have a bread knife that can be cleaned easily, but also a bread knife, more importantly, that has very, very sharp, small teeth, almost like a piranha. Some of the bread knives have very, very large teeth.
That's mine.
And I have one by a famous German knife company, and I've never liked it because it had these large teeth and it never worked well. And this is a fairly inexpensive professional bread knife made by Wherever that has these teeny little teeth that saw through bread very, very nicely. Even when it's fresh from the oven, which I discourage
people
from.
And it's on a curve.
And it's on a curve, and it works exceptionally well.
Oh.
They last about 20 years, and believe it or not, this one's almost worn out.
I can see that I do not have all the right things to make bread, and I do make a lot of bread, and this has been interesting. Okay, continue on. We've probably got about 10 or 8 minutes, so we're going to probably have to move along here.
Okay.